The Guilford County Department of Public Health says 24 confirmed animal rabies cases have been reported so far this year. That's up from a total of 18 in 2011. The latest one occurred on October 16th when a raccoon found on West Florida Street in Greensboro tested positive for the rabies virus. Sandy Ellington is the community health educator for the department.
We have had raccoons, skunks, foxes. We've had a bat. The majority of the cases thus far this year have been in raccoons or wild animals. So we are trying to get residents of Guilford County to make sure that they do not engage or don't try to rescue any wild animal that they see in their yard.
Rabies can be fatal. Ellington says no confirmed human cases of rabies have been reported in Guilford County, but she says dogs and other family pets have been exposed. She says North Carolina law requires all domestic pets 4 months and older to be vaccinated.
If your pet is vaccinated, they've already had the rabies shot, and they are exposed to a rabid animal, then they simply need a booster shot. If they are not vaccinated, then the pet either has to be confined at a approved veterinary facility or it has to be euthanized.
Ellington says animal rabies shots are inexpensive and range from around $5 to $10. She says residents should check with their local animal shelter for more information. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.